the Jig from Corelli's Ninth Violin Sonata. Oscar Ravino was the violinist. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. 73 degrees on this sweet summer morning. Should be sunny all day with a high of 84 and some nice northern winds. Here's that brisk Bach piece promised. It's J.S. Bach's Italian Concerto in F major on KPR. An energetic performance from Alexander Tarot. That was the Italian Concerto in F by J.S. Bach here on KPR. We have George Gershwin and Aaron Copland coming up later, so you don't miss a thing. Just start listening now through the website or through our app, just not on 91.5 at some point today and tomorrow. KPR 91.5 FM in Lawrence will be off the air. It's just part of the day today and tomorrow to work on our broadcast tower. So all the other KPR stations, Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Chanute, will be on the air. But remember, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or through the KPR app. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. This is a little bit of music by Benjamin Godard before we hear Johannes Brahms, his first string quintet. The Waterloo Chamber Orchestra, it's a suite of three pieces now by Godard on KPR. That was the middle piece from the suite of three pieces by Benjamin Godard. That was the Waterloo Chamber Orchestra with Mark Growles, flutist, for some beautiful music, just perfect for a summer morning. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We have music by Ross Lee Finney. We'll hear Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band play Skating on the Cheyenne after we hear that beautiful nocturne from Alexander Borodin's quartet. And just before 10:30, listen for the great Symphony No. 5 by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. It's 9:28. Good morning. 75 degrees so far in Lawrence, on the way up to the mid-80s. Next on KPR is Johannes Brahms String Quintet No. 1. 1882. He wrote this while he was in the spa town of Bad Ischl in Upper Austria, and it's a viola quintet. In other words, it's scored for a string quartet with a second viola to make the sound even more mellow and sweet. Three movements, Brahms String Quintet No. 1 on KPR. Johannes Brahms, the viola quintet, or his string quintet No. 1 in F major, which features the standard string quartet plus an extra viola. His Opus 88, played by members of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Improving the odds that organs will be useful after donors have been declared dead. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon during All Things Considered. Starting at 3 o'clock right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, KansasPublicRadio.org. support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers, bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire Street, rain or shine. We'll have some tower maintenance today on the FM 91.5 main tower for Lawrence, but you can start listening now on the internet, kansaspublicradio.org, or listen through our app so you won't miss a thing. Music by Borodine, very sweet music, right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, we will be looking for clues on what the Fed will do with interest rates as inflation cools. Wall Street's in mixed territory at this hour. The Dow is down 86 points. The Nasdaq up 53. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The Sweet Nocturne from the Second String Quartet by Alexander Borodin. The string quartet headed up by Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown, your fellow classical music lover. Next, we have a piece from the 1970s by Ross Lee Finney. It's called Skating on the Cheyenne. It's Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band. And in addition to timpani, listen to the list of the percussion pieces that we'll hear next. See if you can pick them out. Bongos, chimes, cowbells, crash cymbals, gong, orchestra bells, sizzle cymbal, snare drum, small, medium, and large, suspended cymbal, tam-tam, tom-toms, triangle, vibraphone, woodblocks, and xylophone. The three parts of Skating on the Cheyenne are figure eights, northern lights, and crack the whip. From 1977, that was Skating on the Cheyenne by Russ Lee Finney, and a recording featuring the KU Symphonic Band when Robert E. Foster was director. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and kansaspublicradio.org. If you usually listen to FM 91.5 today and tomorrow, not sure when, we'll be going off the air for some tower work. When they're up there working on the tower, it's not safe to have it on. So it'll be off for a few hours here and there. So you won't miss a thing. Just tune in online, kansaspublicradio.org, or we have an app you can use. And remember, if you're home, you can always tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for all the great classical music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC, in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs, located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. Here's the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, directed by Jukka Saariste, for the Symphony No. 5, Jean Sibelius on KPR. The Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius. You feel there at the end, don't you, that it could just go on forever, just like infinite energy. The Symphony No. 5 by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, played by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, with Jukka Saariste directing. Stay tuned right after the news. Listen for the famous version that Yasha Heifetz developed, his violin solo on Summertime by George Gershwin. And then we'll hear the 1971 duo for flute and piano by Aaron Copland. Keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition. It's between 5 and 9 each weekday morning before classical music starts at 9 and runs until 3 o'clock each afternoon before taking up again at 7 p.m. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Plus, next hour, we'll hear three shanties for Wind Quintet by Malcolm Arnold and Schubert's First Symphony. It's 11 o'clock. This is KPR from KU. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. And KansasPublicRadio.org. About 79 right now in Lawrence. It should be sunny all day with a high of 85 with a lovely soft north wind. Tonight's low 64 and tomorrow a little bit warmer, about 89 expected for a high tomorrow.
Live from NPR News, Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join the growing team. More information, including application at progressive.com/careers. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The Yasha Heifetz arrangement, that was him playing Of Summertime by Gershwin. Next is Aaron Copland on KPR from 1971, his duo for flute and piano. He's a little cheeky in naming the three movements freely, poetic, somewhat mournful, and finally lively with bounce. Chamber music from 1971 by Aaron Copland, the duo for flute and piano, with Carol Wincents and Samuel Sanders. Good morning. It's just about 11:21. 80 degrees already, should be about 85 this afternoon, but there's a light northerly breeze helping keep the humidity down today. Tomorrow should be sunny as well, with a high of about 89 expected. Before we hear Schubert's First Symphony, we'll hear next three shanties here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival. This is a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public, it's August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. And support for classical music also comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate. Tom Harper specializes in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. East Winds, the name of this wind quintet now, playing Malcolm Arnold, three shanties for wind quintet. From the wind, the shanties for wind quintet by Malcolm Arnold here on KPR, we'll begin the noon hour with the prelude for strings by Gerald Finzi. Then from A Path You Know to A Mysterious Harp Concerto by Alan Hovhaness. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. Here's Franz Schubert now. This is his First Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. set was the Hanover Band. Despite being called a band, it's really an orchestra, really a symphony orchestra, led by Roy Goodman for Franz Schubert. That was Schubert's first symphony this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
From people making headlines.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is with us. That's writer and director Ava DuVernay.
I spoke recently with Billie Eilish and her brother / producer / co-writer Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition from NPR here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where support for the classical music comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, plus down south, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 12:01. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson's in right after the news and Stardate with three more hours of great classical music right here on KPR.
Live from NPR.